Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. We just finished watching a fascinating masterclass from the DBM Academy titled The Fundamentals of Bitcoin Creates the Success. If you want to know why your money is losing value every single year, this is essential listening.
Absolutely. Let's cut right to the chase. The fundamental issue is that most people are consistently buying liabilities with currency that is designed to devalue. That's fiat currency. Don't even start this journey unless you understand the core difference between currency and money.
That's right. So how do we summarize the fiat crisis we live in and the Bitcoin discipline required to protect yourself?
Well, the solution is actually very simple. You have to convert a portion of your devaluing fiat currency into accretive assets. The most effective way to do in 2025, this is via Bitcoin. In fact, it has been since 2009. The facts are indisputable. Since 2009, Bitcoin has consistently created at a 68% compound annual growth rate in dollar terms, while your fiat currency has been based at over 8% per year over the same time period.
This is great, but here's the crucial reality check. Bitcoin acquisition and management is not a pension plan or a lottery ticket. The whole endeavor is akin to setting up and running a digital assets factory. It takes time, persistence, fortitude, and resilience, all the things you'd expect when setting up a business. It starts with mindset, then skills, and finally, systems management towards consistent incomes.
Exactly. Another great point is about asset price versus value. The price of fixed supply assets, like Bitcoin, will naturally go up the more they print devaluing fiat currency. It takes more dollars to acquire the same thing, just like it does with houses or land or stocks.
Fantastic advice. Next up is the institutional shift we are now in the midst of as we enter 2026, a year said to be one of the most powerful DBM have seen in its 10 years plus in the digital assets industry.
One of the most interesting considerations is about the current transition happening right in front of our eyes. We are seeing a pivot where the OGs, original Bitcoin holders, are moving their coins out of self-custody and into institutional hands like BlackRock and Fidelity, looking for a more stable lifestyle.
This is the big news. We are seeing massive capitulation of traditional finance, TradFi, into the Bitcoin space, and hence more choices for retail and the general public in how to be exposed to BTC and have it managed on their behalf by institutions. Some good examples are Jack Dorsey's Square, with its 4 million merchants, can now accept Bitcoin with no fees, and SoFi Bank launching Bitcoin trading to all customers.
Even Harvard and Stanford are capitulating, despite their decades of cookie-cutter graduates expounding outdated economic policy, despite obvious detriment. Ironically, that they are dramatically increasing their Bitcoin exposure, with Harvard holding over $442 million in Bitcoin ETFs. Even BlackRock, the $13 trillion giant, is now telling legislators that Bitcoin has a growing role.
But this institutional adoption comes with a massive warning. These entities will look to take over the show, and they might eventually use the asset as a weapon against society. The only way to save yourself from that is to maintain self-custody of your Bitcoin.
Fascinating. Okay, what are the final takeaways when it comes to fixing your own future?
Well, as ever at DBM, we emphasize that we are in a very special, very important window right now to accelerate our balance sheets by converting fiat to Bitcoin. And with that comes self-accountability. The bosses, banks, and governments are not going to fix the cost of living crisis for you. Instead, when they introduce policies like stimulus checks or fixed rents or welfare handouts, that leads to more currency printing and hence higher prices. You must be astute enough to take any central financial benefit and immediately allocate that difference into sound money assets over time. This is your escape pod from the fiat system and how to protect your long-term purchasing power.
For sure. The golden rule for personal finance is simple. Always own more Bitcoin next month than you own this month. It's about conviction, education, and staying focused on the long-term trajectory.
Great summary, Sarah. We highly recommend checking out the original video from the DBM Academy, The Fundamentals of Bitcoin Creates the Success. See the show notes and, of course, book your seat on the popular DBM Wealth Builder series to turn this knowledge into real action. See you there, and look out for our next powerful insight into how we make change in our lives via digital assets. See you next time.